WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. If you've already cast your vote, you're among more than 50 million Americans who have voted early. During a campaign stop in the battleground state of Florida last night, the president said he's liking what he sees.
The votes are coming in, and we're way ahead of where we're supposed to be. In fact, in some of the states, we're more than even, and we're not supposed to. We're supposed to be like 80-20 behind, and we're even, and in some cases, we're ahead. And they're saying, what's going on? And they say, like in Texas, a lot of people are showing up. This is great.
This morning, the president will vote early himself in West Palm Beach, Florida, before heading to North Carolina to continue campaigning. Vice President Joe Biden rallying supporters in Delaware last night. He said during Thursday's debate,
we saw the president of the United States lie to the American people and repeatedly lie about the state of this pandemic.
Health officials warning of a potential resurgence in the U.S. heading into the fall and winter. The U.S. is approaching a record for the number of new daily coronavirus cases in the latest ominous sign of the disease's grip on the nation. The surge's impact is being felt in every section of the country. Some students at Fairfax County Public Schools will be back in school buildings next month. Kids in pre-K, early head start, and special ed will go back November 16th. Then November 30th, kids in first and second grade, and some others will go back to classrooms. Superintendent Scott Brabrand.
Students who return to buildings would have 2 days of in-person instruction and 2 days of virtual instruction as they dial in to join their in-person classmates.
Parents will still have the option of keeping their kids doing all remote learning. If you've got old meds around the house, today's the day to get rid of them safely.
It's National Drug Take-Back Day, and across the D.C. metro area, you can bring your old prescriptions to the local police station, state police barracks, and if you're in the district, Howard University's College of Pharmacy and Sibley Memorial Hospital. It's important to note that the Drug Enforcement Administration cannot accept liquids, needles, or sharps. If you can't do it today, go to the DEA's website for information on where you can dispose of your old meds safely anytime. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The pandemic's left a lot of people very isolated, especially seniors. But now they can take free classes through Montgomery County's Senior Planet Montgomery and learn some tech skills that could help during the pandemic.
We have a whole session on food delivery applications. So in that, we would cover anything and everything you might use to have food delivered to you at your home.
Director of Senior Planet Montgomery, Shivali Herbakhti, says there are also classes on how to use Zoom. WMAL Sports, the Dodgers beat the Rays 6-2 for a 2-1 lead in the best-of-seven World Series. Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins was fined nearly $5,000 by the team for breaking COVID-19 protocols, for making a reservation for a family friend at a hotel last weekend when Washington visited the Giants. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Sunday on WMAL. Start your day with VA Sunday Magazine at 5. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Purity Products. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, Not Free America at 10, and Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at 11. Real Estate Today at 7. And Sunday night at 9, it's Lawyer in Your Corner with Ryan Wilson on 105.9 FM WMAL.
The worst pandemic in a century, and it's touched every Virginia family. That's why we need Mark Warner in the Senate. He got $2 trillion for more COVID testing, help for Virginia businesses, and he's leading the Senate fight to safely reopen our schools. Because Mark Warner knows there's more work to do. But his opponent, Daniel Gade, he stood with extremists and conspiracy theorists and said this.
Every time you put on your mask, I want you to think this is what tyranny feels like.
Gade actually believes wearing a mask is tyranny. It's the same Daniel Gade who opposed the Affordable Care Act, which would take away health coverage from 400,000 Virginians. Mark Warner is fighting to get more people covered, not less. Here's Senator Warner.
The only way to get our economy back on track is to get COVID under control. That means following the science so we can reopen our businesses and schools safely. I'm Mark Warner. I'm running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Warner for Senate.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
WMAL traffic, here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Earlier accident in Chevrolet on the John Hanson Highway westbound 50 at Landover Road has been cleared and all travel lanes are now open. However, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road, that is still closed due to an accident and traffic is diverted onto Powder Mill Road. Also watch out for some slowing traffic now on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard with roadwork there along the right side of the roadway. And you will still find the roadwork eastbound on the freeway between the 14th Street Bridge and the 12th Street Tunnel along the right side. That also causing delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday. Still warm out ahead of a cold front. Highs today around the mid-70s. Now, there could be a stray shower to the south of town as the front passes through, but really not much in the way of rain. Tonight, cloudy and cooler. Lows in the 40s in the suburbs, lower 50s downtown. That cloudy, cool, and raw conditions, that will continue through Sunday. We'll have showers and periods of drizzle. Highs tomorrow only in the upper 40s to lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Recently, I was talking with Patrick Fingles over at New Look Home Design. Listen, he knows the hardest part of completing a home improvement project is finding someone to do it. But that's a process New Look has changed because Patrick and his team are obsessed with making getting a roof easy. Working with New Look is so easy. Really, all you need to do is pick out the color you want your new roof to be. Then they do all the work and communicate with you from start to end. They install one roof every hour, so you know they have the experience necessary. And they offer TPT, total price transparency. They give line-by-line pricing, detailed measurements, and a 3D image of your roof so you know exactly what you're paying for. Over 40,000 homeowners have trusted New Look, including me. Right now, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. Don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 1-800-279-5300 or visit newlookhomedesign.com for a free, no-obligation estimate. 1-800-279-5300.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Plus, act now and you can get $1,000 off LASIK, saving big on getting sight today. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Call LASIK Plus today at 844-337-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. And remember our $1,000 off special when you're treated by the end of October. Get rid of your hassles and save today. That's 844-337-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in October 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Always great to have John Gizzi join us. He is the White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The debate, Thursday night. Your analysis.
Very simply, Donald Trump did what he had to do. He wants to rally his base, and he did it, defending his handling of the coronavirus crisis, pointing out that the economy was good until the virus came along, which wasn't his fault, and raising doubts about Joe Biden. Everything from the financial dealings of his son Hunter to the fact that the Biden administration would raise taxes and that the climate change measures put out by the former vice president would wreck the manufacturing industry and other parts of the economy. Now, Joe Biden did what he had to do. He stayed calm. He made no errors in what he had to say other than to refer to the Proud Boys militant group as the poor boys. But otherwise, he was just fine. And he made the accusations against the Trump administration, tried to lay the blame for coronavirus, and insisted he's never taken a foreign dollar. This reporter would call it a wash. Both did what they had to do. Will they make a dent in the undecided voters? It's hard to say. You know, we've had a record turnout so far for early voting, and one has to ask, are there enough people who still have to cast ballots who would be impacted by the final debate of 2020?
John, there was a surprising headline in the Washington Post this morning. Biden cleans up oil spill after debate, spotlighting Democratic divisions and governing challenges. That's when he talked about fossil fuels. After the debate, stopped with reporters at the airport to say that he was talking about fossil fuel subsidies, not eliminating fossil fuels. How is that going to play out for him in Texas, Pennsylvania, other oil-producing states?
Well, that's precisely what President Trump said. They're going to love this in Pennsylvania, Kentucky, and Texas, oil-producing states all. In addition, he slammed Joe Biden for the charge of possibly eliminating fracking, something that native Pennsylvanian Biden said he would never do. Now, again, when Joe Biden has to explain these things to reporters after making statements, there's going to be problems. Any politician who has to use asterisks and footnotes is going to get in trouble in the long run. We'll see how it plays in those particular states. Incidentally, I was in Pennsylvania on Thursday. There were two polls that came out which gave Joe Biden a lead, but not by much. The PPP poll, which is Democratic slanted, had him up 51-46, and then the morning consult poll, 52-46. It all depends on turnout, and perhaps some of these statements may just result in a turnout that's larger in western Pennsylvania than, say, in Philadelphia.
You mentioned Philadelphia. Former President Obama on the campaign trail in Philadelphia this past week and in Florida over the weekend. Your thoughts on his impact?
It's interesting that he would wait to this time to make appearances on behalf of the Biden-Harris ticket and appear in podcasts and in online spots. Barack Obama, bar none, is the Democrats' rock star at this point. Jimmy Carter is getting a little bit old. Bill Clinton simply is a little too controversial in his later years. And so it's up to Barack Obama to wave the flag of the greats from the past. I might add that when past figures are not used, it sometimes hurts the candidate. Richard Nixon did not ask Dwight Eisenhower to campaign hard until the very last days of the 1960 campaign, and he lost a squeaker. Ditto for Vice President Al Gore in seeking the help of outgoing President Bill Clinton. Again, someone who lost a squeaker. Joe Biden takes no chances. His pride is not great enough that he can't turn to his old friend and comrade, Barack Obama, and he knows just how valuable the Obama ticket will be.
You've written a number of articles over the past several weeks about the senatorial and congressional races. With the performance by President Trump Thursday night, and Joe Biden for that matter as well, will either of those performances have an impact on these very tight Senate races?
I think so, and I've been talking to people in the individual states, Rick. Kim Schmidt, former Republican County Chairman of Polk County, Des Moines, thinks that President Trump's performance will rally the base and try to help Senator Joni Ernst, who's locked in a close race. The same could be said in South Carolina, likely to be a big Trump state, and his performance may just turn out enough votes to help Senator Lindsey Graham win a fourth term over the well-funded Democratic challenger, Jamie Harrison. I might add that Mr. Harrison raised $57 million in one quarter, which is a record for the Palmetto State. Now, in other states, Republican Senate candidates are trailing far behind, and it's unlikely that a base turning out could save, say, Senator Cory Gardner in Colorado or Susan Collins in Maine. But it may help in other states. And remember, the Senate is split 53-47. The Democrats need three seats for control if Biden wins the presidency, four seats if Donald Trump is reelected.
Well, there's one other potential development that could impact the election and undecided voters, and that is the stimulus package. Secretary Mnuchin and Speaker Pelosi continue to negotiate. If they come up with a deal, that's still not necessarily going to mean success for a package, especially prior to Election Day.
It certainly doesn't. Senator Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, and himself a candidate for re-election, has signaled that any kind of stimulus package is dead on arrival, even if the White House and Speaker Pelosi reach an agreement and find common ground between the $2.2 trillion supported by the Speaker and House Democrats and the $1.8 trillion that's been recommended by the Republicans. McConnell believes the economy is recovering on its own and that the jobless rate is diminishing. Jobs are being created and recreated, and that we have just spent too much in terms of fattening the deficit. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, also a member of the Republican Senate leadership, said he doubts any kind of package would get 13 votes from the majority Republicans. This reporter's guess, it's dead on arrival, even before an election.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and you can keep up with him on Twitter at John Gizzi. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you, and remember, there's only now 10 more days before you vote, unless you voted already.
And we're at 7:17 on the Saturday morning update, and we'll be talking to Cheryl Atkinson next, Tony Schaefer and KT McFarland on the way. But first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
An accident is now being reported on the inner loop of the Beltway at 450, and the right off-ramp is closed as a result. You will still find the accident activity on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at Powder Mill Road. Both lanes blocked there and traffic diverted onto Powder Mill Road. Earlier accident westbound on 50 at 202 clear, but you will still find some residual delays. And look for delays right now through the work zone on the freeway eastbound between the 14th Street Bridge and the 12th Street along the right side of the roadway. Now from GarageJoyPair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday. Still warm out ahead of a cold front. Highs today around the mid-70s. Now, there could be a stray shower to the south of town as the front passes through, but really not much in the way of rain. Tonight, cloudy and cooler. Lows in the 40s in the suburbs, lower 50s downtown. That cloudy, cool, and raw conditions, that will continue through Sunday. We'll have showers and periods of drizzle. Highs tomorrow only in the upper 40s to lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Lee at the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
63 degrees at 7:18 on the Saturday morning update. Saturday morning update on WMAL, and a lot of attention to news and coverage of the news and non-coverage of the news this week. And we're joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She is the host of Full Measure. You can watch that tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 7. And she is also the author of the New York Times bestsellers Stonewalled and The Smear. And she has a new book coming out this fall. It's called Slanted, How the News Media Taught Us to Love Censorship and Hate Journalism. That's coming out in November. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you've got a story, I know, on Full Measure tomorrow. For those who haven't voted, as well as for those who are undecided, fake news could actually have an influence on their final decision. It's so important to really figure out how to detect what is real and unreal when it comes to news these days.
Well, it is, and that's part of what I write about in Slanted, but of course I'm not the only one, and you're not the only one who's noticed it. And then add into the mix the fact that people who claim to be helping us determine what's fake and what's real are often themselves part of the propaganda plan to keep us from seeing certain news and information. So it gets quite twisted.
Now, you have a story tomorrow on Full Measure where you get into ways to detect it.
Yes, I'm interviewing the author of a book called Anatomy of Fake News, and the author, Nolan Higdon, sort of an expert on this, who studied it, a liberal, as he describes himself, professor, but believes very much in classic free information and classic liberal values of America and thinks what's going on is very frightening. And we talk about this idea that social media, corporate and political interests insert themselves like we're seeing done and censor news or censor accounts because they've decided they don't want us to see something or they've decided what's true and what's not. So we're going to talk about all of that, kind of how to get around it Sunday.
Well, you mentioned censorship. You know, this suppression of news, now we've seen this in social media, and, you know, I get my Apple News on the phone, and I notice the stories that I saw in one news outlet, but they just completely ignore them. But what is this now about the suppression of news when you see what's happened with the New York Post story on the Bidens? The New York Post is like the fourth largest, quote-unquote, print outlet. Other news outlets wouldn't run it, and they got banned on social media.
Well, let me make a couple of points. The news is censored in that way through algorithms. I'll be doing a story about this later in the season on Full Measure with the help of insider whistleblowers. But big tech companies are doing this in ways we don't even see all the time. But this move out of what seems to me like desperation days before the election for Twitter to not even care that everybody sees it's putting its thumb on the scales and not going to cover a story, you know, not going to give it any ink at all, lest you dare make up your own mind or do your own research. You know, this is something we're seeing more and more of, and I think it's an incredibly dangerous trend that we should all be following and speaking out about. But I don't think they care because the election's only a couple of days away, and even if Congress drags them in and questions them about it, they know, you know, it'll be too late at least to stop what they're trying to do in these immediate last days before the election.
Well, we've seen the advancing technologies. We now have 5G, and of course that's an impact on what we get on our PDAs these days. But the coronavirus has had a huge impact on the way we get our news, the way we communicate. The political campaigns have made a major shift to the digital channels on your PDA or your computer. Social media platforms are flooded with messaging. And you've got a story on this tomorrow as well on Full Measure.
Well, I just wanted to talk to someone who's looked at this about how this campaign, as we all know, is like none ever before in terms of it's happening during a pandemic. We've got all of this technology that can be put to use for, I guess you could call it, distance campaigning and fundraising. And we spoke about the tactics and strategies that each of the two candidates are using as they adjust to this reality, this unusual reality that we've had in 2020.
Something we haven't heard about much recently has been sanctuary cities. That was a big political topic, but has not been front and center in any of the debates. You have a story on it tomorrow, and it's very enlightening as to what's going on there.
Well, Rick, the funniest thing about it was so hard to find out the answer to a basic question. Did the Trump administration follow through on the threat to withhold money from sanctuary cities, and what happened? So I finally got some information that, yes, pretty quickly, the Trump administration changed the terms of a major grant that a lot of cities and states get, and it said they have to cooperate with ICE, Immigration and Customs, if they're going to get the grant. And come to find out, according to Department of Justice, when I pressed and followed up on this, there are numerous cities and states who actually abandoned their sanctuary city policies because of this, so they could continue getting the money. So, for the Trump administration, a success story. So then I asked, well, which cities and states abandoned their sanctuary city status? And Department of Justice said, well, we don't know. We don't track that. So I thought that was pretty surprising. But I headed to California, the biggest sanctuary state, and found that also, besides some of those who abandoned their practices, some have dug in, like California and New York, and sued the federal government to try to get the money and keep their sanctuary city status. And that's actually going to be a case that's going to go to the Supreme Court probably in the near future.
That's been a major topic for the president, and I'm surprised we're not hearing about that at all.
Yeah, I mean, we really had to pin down the Department of Justice on this topic, and so surprised that they just don't track where they've been successful on this front so that they can tell you. And I think that's just one interesting facet of the story.
Might be an explanation somewhere. Cheryl Atkinson, that's Full Measure tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock. Cheryl, thank you so much as always.
Thanks, Rick.
7:25, you're listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAO. We'll talk to Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up in the next half hour. Also, KT McFarland and Heather Curtis will have the 7:30 news.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is still at the lowest level in 50 years. I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and it's now more important than ever to work with a friend you can trust. As a mortgage broker and lender, we can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or Cornerstone will pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions do apply, but call now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Listen, these rates will not be this low forever. And when the pandemic is over, it's the housing industry that will bring the people out of this and bring the economy back. Do yourself a favor and call the only company that delivers what it promises, not some window rate with a bunch of points attached. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
When a previous spinal surgery failed to resolve his severe back pain, Joe finally found relief with the experienced spine surgeons at MedStar Health. They treat simple to complex cases with state-of-the-art technology like robotics. Joe's minimally invasive spine surgery resulted in fewer complications and faster recovery.
I received first-class treatment. I'm proud to call the MedStar physicians who treated me my A-team.
His concerns about COVID-19 were eased by MedStar Health screening all patients prior to surgery and having a dedicated hospital unit reserved for spine surgery patients.
My everyday life was filled with pain. I knew I needed treatment and felt comfortable having surgery thanks to the hospital's safety measures, like social distancing, wearing face masks, and disinfecting high-touch areas. I'm happy to say I'm now living my life pain-free.
You don't have to suffer with back, neck, or leg pain. To schedule an appointment at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital or MedStar Washington Hospital Center, call 202-719-0771 or visit medstarhealth.org/spinesurgery.
Take back control of your life with It's Just Lunch and set a positive agenda that benefits you. At It's Just Lunch, we know it's not how you date, it's who you date. The right candidates are out there for you, and our professional matchmakers help you find them. Whatever your comfort level, It's Just Lunch makes your dating experience safe, low pressure, and fun. Date your way and take back control today by casting your vote for more connection. Visit itsjustlunchdc.com or call 202-466-6699. It's Just Lunch. Connection awaits with guaranteed dates.
Shopping for appliances? You'd think there'd be a better way to get the answers and attention you need. And you'd be right. Shopping at Bray & Scarf beats shopping at the big box stores. Bray & Scarf is scheduling one-on-one appointments, which might be the best hour you've ever spent appliance shopping. It's a VIP experience with a Bray & Scarf factory-trained appliance expert, answering every one of your questions and helping you navigate today's appliance shopping environment. Our commitment to service matters now more than ever because COVID has created unprecedented appliance shortages nationwide. Talk to a Bray & Scarf expert about the popular brands you love, including GE Profile, Cafe, and Monogram. With live video shopping sessions from the comfort of your home, answers to all your questions by phone, chat, or text, and now one-on-one appointments, we offer more ways than ever to shop safely and shop local. Get the undivided attention you need, especially now. It's easy. Start by scheduling your one-on-one appointment at BrayAndScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Get in on all the football action with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, pass, and catch means more with DraftKings. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Nothing adds to the excitement of watching the game quite like having a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. And for everyone who's looking forward to this weekend's UFC 254, be sure to check out DraftKings MMA contest. That's right, MMA at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use code DCWINS. For a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's code DCWINS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Heather Curtis. Vice President Joe Biden slamming the president for his response to the pandemic during a rally in Delaware last night.
We saw him refuse to take responsibility for the crisis that should have been met with real presidential leadership. Instead, it has cost hundreds of thousands of Americans' lives and pushed millions into poverty.
President Trump responding to Biden's attacks for his pandemic response during campaign stops in Florida last night.
All he talks about is COVID, 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 because they want to scare people, and we've done so well with it. Now it's 99.8%. I mean, you look at what's going on. And we're rounding the turn. We're rounding the corner.
Yesterday, the U.S. recorded the highest number of new COVID-19 cases yet, more than 83,000. As the pandemic continues, Fairfax County Public Schools are preparing to send some kids back to classrooms. Superintendent Scott Brabrand says they've had some students return as part of pilot programs.
We've been closely monitoring health indicators, following our safety protocols, and we will continue slowly but steadily returning students to our buildings throughout early next year.
On November 16th, pre-K, kindergarten, and some special needs kids will go back. On November 30th, first and second graders will return to classrooms. WMAL Sports, the Dodgers beat the Rays 6-2 for a 2-1 lead in the best of seven World Series. Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins was fined nearly $5,000 by the team for breaking COVID-19 protocols. Traffic and weather next.
I'm not up early for work. I'm awake for my favorite girl. This is the life I pictured after retiring from the federal government. I want to stay healthy for more days like this, so I picked an Aetna health plan that takes a total approach to my health. It's just for federal retirees. It fits my budget with low premiums and low out-of-pocket costs. I can even get help with some out-of-pocket expenses. I've got other things to spend my money on.
Grandpa!
To learn more or chat live online, visit aetnafeds.com/radio.
It's almost fall, a fantastic time to remodel your kitchen or bath before the holidays. This is Elaine Nick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. While you were stuck at home these past months, did you find yourself focusing on all the things you've been wanting to change for years? Kitchens today are much more than just a place to cook. They're a family gathering place, a place for your kids to do schoolwork, a place to do crafts, and a place where guests can chat while you cook without getting in the way. Whether you just want new countertops or a complete kitchen or bath remodel, you should get started right now. Get some great ideas and a free planning guide from our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Then visit one of our seven showrooms where an experienced designer will help create a kitchen or bath that's uniquely yours and that fits your budget. Call now for a free consultation or go to CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
This is Mike Donovan, host of Not Free America on Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on WMAL FM 105.9 in the nation's capital. This weekend on Not Free America Radio, economic disaster looms as our GDP crashes. What does losing a third of our economy really mean? Meanwhile, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo takes quarantining travelers to a new extreme. And we talk facts about qualified immunity in the American police state. Join us Sundays at 10 a.m. right here on Not Free America Radio.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Register for free today.
Join us online for our virtual presentation on hip and knee pain on Wednesday, October 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 43 years of practice and over a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellcare.com. That's rosellcare.com.
WMAL traffic. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Baltimore-Washington Parkway remains closed southbound at Powder Mill Road due to a long-standing accident, and traffic is diverted at Powder Mill Road. Also, keep in mind there is an accident on the inner loop at Annapolis Road 450 that has that right off-ramp closed, and on the outer loop between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, there is construction along the right side, so do watch out for delays making your way through that area. Also, watch out for the construction on the freeway. They're doing work on the overhead signs eastbound between the 14th Street Bridge and the 12th Street Tunnel. Watch for delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday. Still warm out ahead of a cold front. Highs today around the mid-70s. Now, there could be a stray shower to the south of town as the front passes through, but really not much in the way of rain. Tonight, cloudy and cooler. Lows in the 40s in the suburbs, lower 50s downtown. That cloudy, cool, and raw conditions, that will continue through Sunday. We'll have showers and periods of drizzle. Highs tomorrow only in the upper 40s to lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Leggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You ever jump in your car already late and you realize your gas tank is empty? I mean, the needle's on E empty. You sit there and you think, why's life gotta be so hard? Well, at New Look, we make getting a new roof easy. We offer same-day appointments, either virtual or at your home, install most roofs in a single day, and our price is backed by our price guarantee, where we'll beat any qualified contractor's estimate. Find out why over 40,000 homeowners have chosen Easy and trusted New Look with their roof. Through October, save 50% on all roofing materials, plus qualify for interest-free financing until 2022. 50% off materials, plus no interest? Geez, don't you wish everything in life could be as easy as getting a New Look roof? Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. While we can't make everything easy, we can make roofing easy.
WMAL 737 Saturday morning updates, WMAL. I'm Rick Voller. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us. He is the author of Operation Dark Heart. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick.
Well, a lot is being made of the Hunter Biden business relationships with a number of our adversaries.
Right.
And I think the mainstream media is sort of, you know, looking the other way on it, ignoring it, and even banning the story on social media platforms. And I don't want to keep piling on this because we talked about it a lot this morning, but one of the angles I wanted to talk with you on is the sort of the potential for Hunter Biden being compromised. He's dealing with the Chinese, making millions of dollars apparently from China, Russia, and Ukraine. These are not necessarily our friends in the case of Russia and China. What are some of the potential issues there?
Well, there's three that we have to really be cognizant of. And, you know, I hate to say this word because it's overly used, investigate. First, we now know about the financial relationships, both by his own documents. By the way, I'm being told that there's more financial evidence documents on the way. And also the whistleblowers. So the factual foundation of this relationship is there. It's really undeniable at this point. Secondly, what do we not know? I mean, this is always, this, you know, goes back to Don Rumsfeld, that the known unknowns and the unknown unknowns. And we've got some known unknowns. What else do we not know about what happened in these relationships? And just what do we just not know that they've done elsewhere that's outside the bounds of the laptop or the whistleblower? And that leads me to point number three. What, if any, financial commitments were made via Hunter to Joe Biden relating to policy and what the United States does or does not do in these hugely important and often very tense relationships? that's where a conflict comes in. President Trump even alluded to this about, you know, he doesn't take Wall Street money because he doesn't want to be obligated. Well, the same thing applies here. Even if Hunter is not a member of the government, if he's knowingly taking money and giving some percentage of it, or Joe Biden is getting some percentage of it, he's compromised. And that's what we just don't know at this point, is what level. It's clear there was, if he's the big guy, which everybody seems to believe he is, if he's the big guy, he is compromised. The question becomes, what has he committed to, or what does he feel he's obligated to do regarding China, Ukraine, and Russia? These are important issues.
I would also be concerned that he managed to leave a laptop computer at a computer repair shop and not come back and get it. You know, I don't want to get personal, but, you know, that's kind of sloppy. And I don't know what that would mean if his father is the president of the United States.
Well, look, he's been overseas, too. And I know for a fact, if you go to China, anything you bring into China is compromised. We instruct individuals who visit China who are corporate leaders to go into China with a clean, brand-new laptop that has a minimum of information because it'll be downloaded. So just think about this. Anything that Hunter had on him that was potentially blackmailable would be it was on a computer they went to China with. He would have that information is now with China. So what else do they have to blackmail Biden's, the family Biden, that could come out or be used as leverage? And again, as a counterintelligence officer, this is a legitimate concern. Obviously, people lose their security clearances over the implication of being blackmailed by a foreign power for purposes of compromising their ability to do their job. We're talking about the most important single job on the face of the planet, the presidency of the United States.
Wanted to follow up on something from the debate with you, because I don't think it's been discussed, and that is the topic of fossil fuels. And we know Joe Biden was talking about phasing out fossil fuels. We also had him talking about the Paris Climate Accords. And what does that mean from a national security standpoint?
So this circles back to the peculiarity of the Biden policy regarding banning fracking and trying to push us back into the peace accords. You can Google China and Paris Peace Accords. It comes up with an evaluation saying that China is going to blow past their carbon emission guidelines 10 years ahead of schedule, which indicates everything I need to know. China never intends to follow any guidelines regarding reduction of CO2 or any other pollutants, nor does India. And this is where the Biden policy, the idea that we unilaterally will abandon our most effective resource regarding driving the economy is, I would say, nearly treasonous. We have a booming economy. People are working. Things are recovering. The idea all of a sudden you're going to arbitrarily decide the technology, which is not ready for prime time, you're going to switch over to it. Something is motivating him beyond the new Green Deal. And let me say this. If technology was ready, if we had green energy, solar energy, Rick, all the businesses in the world would switch over to it instantly if it's cheaper and more efficient than fossil fuel. It's not, and it's not going to be for a while. So we have to understand that even that concept of abandoning fossil fuel, of effective energy, would cause the economy to collapse. And most importantly, from my perspective, from the national security aspect, we would be jeopardizing our ability to maintain the momentum of the United States and what we do to support global commerce and global communication. It would be very dangerous. And again, I wonder why Joe is so adamant about doing this, since he has said it on the record.
And I want to turn to another national security issue this week. A press conference held, it was put together pretty quickly. It was a pretty important press conference earlier in the week. In the evening, it was John Ratcliffe, the Director of National Intelligence, announcing that they have discovered Russian interference in the election and Iran interference in the election. What are these two players up to?
So the Russians, by the way, you know, the audience, I hope, remembers we've talked about this quite a bit. The Russians are always seeking to gain access to databases, and they're not the only ones. I mean, this is something that's routinely done. A number of countries use this asymmetric capability to gain access. So the Russians are doing what Russia's always done. They're trying to gain an understanding and access of all of the different people involved in the election process. And they're going to try to potentially target those. They have not yet, that I know of, or anybody I speak to. but that's part of what they're doing. The Iranians, the same thing. They've been able to obtain a certain amount of information about people who are going to vote. And in their case, the Iranians' case, they've been using an active measures campaign of doing a direct emailing, trying to spoof being not the poor boys, as Joe Biden said, but the Proud Boys. And I think that's something that clearly has meant both of these instances that I've seen regarding what they've done, the Iranians have done, has been focused on trying to get Joe Biden reelected or Joe Biden elected for the first time, based on their interest, the Iranian interest in retooling or bringing back the Iran nuclear deal, which the Obama administration did.
You know, you mentioned the poor boys and the Proud Boys. It was funny. Everybody beat Trump up when he said he didn't know about the Proud Boys. Well, Biden doesn't apparently know about them either. Quick question before we let you go. The foreign disinformation postings that we'd seen in 2016 online and social media platforms, are we seeing a similar amount in 2020 versus 2016, or do we have controls on that?
The answer is they are far more sophisticated, because every time Google and Facebook and Twitter all figure it out, they go to a different mode. So the answer is we really don't know at this point, because the social media platforms, and I'll be blunt, have been so focused on suppressing political speech they don't agree with domestically, I don't think they're effectively looking at foreign sources of how it's being done. So this is a major concern I have. The very thing you've said is something I don't think the big tech giants are looking at anymore, because they have taken sides and they're more focused on, and this is scary, they're more focused on trying to suppress legitimate articles from the New York Post that they don't agree with. They make false claims about it. So I don't know if they're looking in the right place, Rick, and that's very dangerous.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Tony.
Sure, Rick, always great to be on.
Our pleasure. 7:46, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. We'll talk with KT McFarland next, but first, Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Accident investigation activity continues on the southbound lanes of Baltimore-Washington Parkway at Powder Mill Road. All of those lanes are still blocked and traffic is being diverted onto Powder Mill Road, so do be aware of that. An accident on the inner loop at 450 Annapolis Road has been cleared and that right off-ramp has now been reopened. On the outer loop of the Beltway, though, between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard, there is construction along the right side and traffic is slowing through that work zone. Also, watch out for a road work now eastbound on 66, right near Business 234. In the right lane. Now from GarageRepair.com, the WMAL Stormwatch 7 forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Saturday. Still warm out ahead of a cold front. Highs today around the mid-70s. Now there could be a stray shower to the south of town as the front passes through, but really not much in the way of rain. Tonight, cloudy and cooler. Lows in the 40s in the suburbs, lower 50s downtown. That cloudy, cool, and raw conditions, that will continue through Sunday. We'll have showers and periods of drizzle. Highs tomorrow only in the upper 40s to lower 50s. I'm ABC 7 meteorologist Alex Liggett in the Stormwatch 7 Weather Center.
63 degrees, and we're at 7:47 on the Saturday Morning Update. The Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. And we are joined by KT McFarland, and she is the former Deputy National Security Advisor at the White House, and she is the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT, it is great to have you with us this morning.
It's a pleasure, and it's an honor.
Well, thank you, and it's an honor to have you with us as well. I wanted to talk to you about the debate, because it brought up the notion of China and the Biden's relationship with China. But first off, just a quick summary of how you felt the president and the former vice president performed in the debate.
I think Joe Biden didn't move any needle, but I think Donald Trump may have. And here's why. Donald Trump won white suburban women, and they are the swing vote in every election and have been for almost 20 years. And Donald Trump won them in 2016. And they are the people who are very skeptical about Trump. I mean, he's down who knows how many points, but some as high as 20 points in some districts. And so those are the women who, they like the policies. They're very happy with the economy, with the security. They love it all. They just don't like him. And they think he's cranky. He's divisive. They're really grossed out by him. But I thought the performance he had at the debate, and if he can keep it up for the next several days and up till the election, he looked like a president. He looked like a commander in chief. He didn't look like some guy who tweets in the middle of the night. And so I think that for them, I think it's going to mean a lot of those women, and I'm one of them, a lot of those women come home to the Republican Party, and that'll make the difference. The other thing is the appeal that Donald Trump has made throughout to African Americans and Hispanic Americans. And he did it again at the debate when he talked about the prison reform, school choice, et cetera. All the issues, a lot of those issues really matter to African American and Hispanic communities. And, you know, the Democrats have talked about it. Joe Biden's talked about it for 47 years, never did it, and Trump did it. So I think those three things, Republican suburban women, African American blacks. Now, he doesn't need to win the majority of African American or Hispanic votes, but he needs to win, move the needle, and to win a higher percentage of them. I mean, one poll is saying that he's got probably over 50% of the Hispanic vote, men and women. And what that means is in a number of the swing states, there is a high African American and Hispanic population. And if they default from the Democrats, who think they own those people, if they default and vote for Donald Trump, I mean, this election is by no means over. So I think that I'm very encouraged by the way Donald Trump handled the debate and by the way he is behaving and not tweeting in the middle of the night. And if he can go forward and keep that up, I think he wins.
One of the hot topics at the debate, of course, China, Vice President Biden's relationship with China, his son Hunter's relationship. And what kind of red flags come up to you?
This is a pay-to-play scheme, and this makes me so rip-roaring mad, because Hunter Biden, Donald Trump, maybe a lot of things, but he loves America, and he's not a crook, and he hasn't sold America out. What Joe Biden was doing, and there is now mounting evidence, you can't just turn the other cheek. You can't just say, oh, this is all Russian disinformation. It's not. There is cold, hard evidence, and all Joe Biden has to do is come out and say, oh, that laptop, that's a fake. Oh, and here's the proof. Or those emails, that's wrong. That's the thing. He's not denying any of it. They're just sort of casting aspersions on it. But they're not denying it, and that's the important thing. Because while Joe Biden was sitting at the table negotiating with the Chinese leaders, the Chinese business people were passing money under the table to Hunter Biden. This is a pay-to-play scheme. I have always wondered why Joe Biden had been such a cheerleader for China. Even a couple of months ago, he was saying, oh, China, hey, come on, man. They're not going to eat our lunch. They're our friends. When there was mounting evidence that the Chinese were exploiting the trade agreements, they were a mercantilist, they had a wolf warrior diplomacy, they were taking over the South China Sea, they were stealing intellectual property, they were manipulating currency, all that stuff. And then the pandemic, none of that stuff seems to have moved Joe Biden's opinion of China. And now we know why. China wasn't Hunter Biden's client. The Bidens were China's client. And they were taking money, and they never, ever, ever seemed to think there was anything wrong with it. And when Joe Biden in the debate said, oh, you can look at my income tax returns, I never took money from China. Well, anybody who's ever looked at China knows that's not how China does corruption. They do corruption by paying off the relatives of the official. One of Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, one of his parts of his corruption, anti-corruption drive was to uncover officials who all of a sudden had rich grannies and uncles and aunties and children, and that there would be a web of contributions that would be made to the official's relatives. And I remember reading one thing about a granny who was basically in a nursing home in Gaga, where was stunned to find out she was a multimillionaire because money had been put into her account by the people who were doing the bribing. That's how the Chinese do it. They're way too smart to give it right to the official. And so this was a bribery, and it was a pay-to-play thing. And what makes me even rip-roaring madder is that the media has refused to cover it. You know, they'd rather have this guy be president of the United States at a time when China wants to supplant the United States, replace the United States as the world's dominant superpower, and then rewrite the rules to our great disadvantage and censor free speech throughout the world. And yet the media is refusing to do this. I mean, what's going on? Do these people have no shame? What are they doing? They're selling America out. And it's not just that they're crooks. I get politicians being crooks. A lot of politicians are crooks. It's that they were selling America out to do it. These are not victimless crimes that the Bidens were taking this money. It is the victims, factory workers in the upper Midwest, the United States citizens, and the thought that that man might occupy the Oval Office and the media might continue to cover up the crimes is just disgusting. I think these people, I don't know how they live with themselves.
And along the same lines, it appears that Joe Biden's brother is involved in some of these deals. And for him to come out and say he didn't know anything about what Hunter was doing, that's got to be a flat-out falsehood.
Look, there's a naval officer who came forward 2 days right before the debate, and he's a naval officer with impeccable credentials from a long line of a Navy family. And, you know, when you're in the military, you raise your hand and you say that you will sacrifice your life for this nation to uphold the Constitution. And so he's come forward, and he has cell phones that he's giving to the FBI. And there's irrefutable. This guy was in their room when they were talking about this stuff. And yet the media, oh, no, nothing to see here. Let's just ignore it. I just find the whole thing. I mean, this is why everybody hates Washington. It's because they're all in on the game.
K.T. McFarland, the author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. As always, thank you so much for your perspectives, K.T.
Thank you, Rick.
And do you have any TV coming up over the weekend?
I'm taking the weekend off.
Well, good for
you. I will be doing but I'm going to Florida to campaign for my daughter, Fiona McFarland, who's running for the Florida State House of Representatives. She herself is a Naval Reserve officer, and she is honest as the day is long. So I sure hope she wins. I think she will.
Our best wishes to Fiona, and we'll get some insight from you on the ground in Florida next Saturday. Thanks so much, KT.
Thank you.
7:56, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Retired federal employees. The United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan offers you a number of great benefits, like nationwide coverage, no out-of-pocket costs on covered medical services, a Part B premium subsidy, a free fitness program, hearing aid coverage, and more peace of mind to make the most of your well-earned retirement. It's time to take advantage. Open season for federal retirees starts on November 9th. Learn why the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage Value PPO plan may be a smart choice. Call United Healthcare at 1-844-481-8821 or visit www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. That's 1-844-481-8821 or www.uhcfeds.com/retiree. This plan is only available to retired federal employees. Benefits and features may vary by plan or area. Limitations and exclusions apply.
This is Larry O'Connor along with Dirk, a friend I met over at EMP 180. We're talking about our experiences with them.
Were you very active before when you had that 26 pounds on your body?
I would say lightly active. I mean, I work during the day, and it's mostly a thinking job.
So what kind of difference do you feel in your life now? Have you increased your activity?
It's a lot easier, I would say, to run stairs, for example. I mean, just yesterday I ran 30 flights of stairs.
Wow.
In 15 minutes. And before, no way.
But you didn't have to do any exercise to lose this weight. It's all about input. It's all about what's going into your body.
It's all about diet control and the right nutrients, and especially protein. Spreading it out, you know, evenly across the day like that, get your body into that fat burn cycle, and it's really quite an amazing thing.
If the COVID crisis has affected your health, EMP can get you back on track. Don't let the COVID-15 turn into the COVID-30. Call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180, or visit EMP180.com. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
With Wells Fargo Mobile Deposit, mom can seamlessly deposit a birthday check before grabbing ice cream with the fam.
All right. Thank you, Grandma. Well, happy birthday to me. Hey, anybody else want ice cream?
Ice cream? Seriously? I love ice cream.
Let's go. Come on.
Mom, let's go.
I'm already in the car.
With Wells Fargo Mobile Deposit, you can deposit checks in a snap, scream for ice cream, and bank without missing a beat.
Ice cream is my heaven.
Visit wellsfargo.com/keepthebeat to learn more.
Some accounts are not eligible for mobile deposit. Availability may be affected by your mobile carrier's coverage area. Your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh, my God. I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on.
breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Plus, act now and you can get $1,000 off LASIK, saving big on getting sight today. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Call LASIK Plus today at 844-337-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. And remember our $1,000 off special when you're treated by the end of October. Get rid of your hassles and save today. That's 844-337-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in October 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
That's it for the Saturday morning update. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Now, more than ever, depend on 105.9 FM WMAL, a Cumulus station.